In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There's a choice that we have to make every time we get up in the morning, as we begin the day. And we can't wiggle out of this decision-making. It's either one or the other. We have no other choice, one or the other. The first choice is that I will spend the next 24 hours serving God. The other choice is to spend the next 24 hours playing God. Now, we know that to serve God does not mean it's a master-slave relationship. We're invited into a union of love. It's all about faith. And when we live out faith, which is a belief that God loves me, He cares for me, He is with me, He will bring me out of when I fall, and He will raise me up again. And there is a promise that this life on earth is transient, and that our true home is with Him in the next life in heaven. But we know that eternal life begins now. And so we know that, as the Lord said, I am with you always, do not be afraid. We take God at His word. We trust Him. That is faith. And we exercise that faith, we exercise this serving of God by two very simple things, but important things, I believe, in the spiritual life. And you've heard this before from me, so please bear with me. And that is a posture of surrender and gratitude. When we serve God, we surrender to Him. When we surrender to Him out of humility, knowing that we're not the general manager of the universe, but that we are God's servants, and that He has called us by name, then, in this very surrender, He promises us to share His divine energies with us. That energizes us throughout the entire life. If we choose to receive these energies, and these energies will reinforce us in even deeper belief that God is with me. And there is where we have with the Lord today, you know, saying in no uncertain terms, I have come that you may have life and have it to the full. And so in that posture, we have a sense of freedom then. So in the course of a day, when we are up against it with various things that we have to solve, problems that we have to overcome, things that we have to do, people that we have to meet and relate with. We put all these things in God's hands. And then we have the assurance then that He's going to guide us and direct us in a way that is life-giving, not only for me, but for those whom I encounter. It's a win-win. It's about freedom. This surrender is all about freedom. And that freedom then brings that posture of gratitude then. So we can thank God for all things. Even the things seemingly that are just lousy things that we encounter, we can thank God for that. Now, in the eyes of the world, that's absolutely crazy. Why would I thank God for something that is so bad, seemingly bad? We thank God because we know that He is all in all, that He has the final answer in everything. We trust Him in this. And because of that, in our attitude of gratitude, we then receive even further blessing because we open our heart to God, and then we allow Him to do whatever He wants to do for us on this particular day. Now, the other option is playing God. Now, venture to say, maybe, possibly, we have all maybe encountered this in our life. Playing God. Now, we don't mean to play God. We don't mean to be God, but by our very actions in life, it betrays the fact that somehow or other, everything is all up to me. It's all about me. And so we have then a disease, a spiritual disease, I believe. They're psychological too, but it has a deep spiritual component. That is that of depression and anxiety. Depression is when we're basically stuck in the past. Anxiety is basically when we're stuck in the future. That's why Jesus talks about worry. He knows, you know, that we fall into this. It's an easy trap. We start living in the future. We start being anxious. And on the other hand, Jesus also many, many times has told us in the gospel not to live in the past either, that he has come that we may have life and have it to the full. He says, be still and know that I am God, which means I am with you now in the present moment. And that is where serving God allows us and enables us to live in the present. In the present. It doesn't mean that we don't forego our memories of the past, and it doesn't mean that we forego plans for the future. It doesn't mean that at all. It means that our basic thrust in life is grounding ourselves in God's love, power, strength, and spirit in the here and now, in whatever situation I'm in. This is it. God is with me now. Everything is now. With God, everything is now. Past, present, future is all now with God. And so he wants us to share that with him so that we don't have this kind of anxiety, this worry, this, you know, fretting about things. And then we can say, well, Lord, you know, this is where, you know, this is real life that I'm in. You know, where are you at? You know, this is, I'm facing things that are insurmountable. I have things that are weighing upon me, burdening me. And you're saying, don't worry. We say, Lord, don't you get it? You know, this is my life, what I'm experiencing right now. And God, very through Jesus Christ, reminds us, don't be afraid. I am with you. I'm going to lead you and guide you. And how many times in our life have we experienced these things where we felt like, that's it, you know, I've hit the wall, I have nowhere else to go, this problem is insolvable, it's going to go nowhere, things are not going to get better, they can't get any worse, and then all of a sudden, more often than not, things kind of break through in ways that we don't even imagine, you know, like, how did that happen? It seemed impossible. But remember, Jesus said nothing is impossible with God. And so we can turn to him then with trust. And then we serve him as his instrument in total freedom and joy, even in the midst of tribulations and sufferings. That's the hallmark of Christians, is that they take sufferings and tribulations not as an end in themselves, but as a way in which, in my weakness and powerlessness, God can work through anything. And I trust him in it, and I will put myself in his hands. And so maybe a simple prayer sometimes in our life is, you know, Lord, I can't. In any situation, Lord, I can't. But Lord, you can. And what's more, Lord, you promised. And with that promise that God has given me, I am with you. Don't be afraid. We heard today the psalm being sung, the Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. Even in the dark valley, I fear no evil because you are with me. And that's David speaking when he was really up against it. But he prayed this psalm because he knew that in that darkness, God was with him, to lead him into the light. And that is the promise that God always gives us. He is the light of our life. And in that, he always leads us into life. Blessing the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages.